From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunman and two hostages dead in Australia cafe standoff. Turkey's President Erdogan defends raids against media outlets. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Australian police confirmed three people were killed during a day-long standoff at a Sydney cafe, including the hostage taker. The siege ended in the heart of Sydney's financial and shopping district, packed with holiday shoppers, after heavily armed police stormed the cafe, where a man reportedly held 17 people hostage for about 16 hours. New South Wales police say the 50-year-old assailant, identified as Iranian immigrant Man Haran Monis, is dead. A 34-year-old man and 38-year-old woman also were killed. Gunfire was exchanged, but police will not confirm the causes of the three deaths. Four of the former hostages and a police officer are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Belgian police have detained three people who took a hostage in the western city of Ghent on Monday. The hostage was released unharmed. The motive remains unclear, but a Belgian official says there is no indication the incident is linked to terrorism, the Islamic State, or the hostage situation in a Sydney, Australia cafe. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, says he will not take orders from foreign leaders and that it is time for United Nations peacekeepers to leave his country. In a lengthy speech before Parliament Monday, Mr. Kabila said Congo is ready to receive advice, guidelines, and suggestions from the West, but he said Congo will never accept injunctions. Mr. Kabila is under strong international pressure, particularly from the United States and France, to leave office after her second term is over. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says diagnostic tests that could more rapidly and simply detect the Ebola virus are being developed. After reviewing test candidates, WHO and partner agencies believe some of these new diagnostics will be available for use in West Africa in the next few months. We get details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
It now takes between 9 hours and 4 days to get confirmation of a suspected case of Ebola in West Africa. By any measure, this is too long because the virus spreads quickly and the possibility of more infections occurring while waiting for the test results is all too likely. Health agencies agree there's an urgent need for innovative ways to provide rapid, sensitive, safe, and simple testing for Ebola. The World Health Organization says progress may not be as fast as some would like, but progress is being made. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Rome for talks Monday as Palestinian officials push for a U.N. resolution calling for an end to Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory within 2 years. Before the meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said he would not allow others to dictate a time frame for withdrawal. Monday's meeting was the first stop on Mr. Kerry's trip to assess the state of Israeli-Palestinian issues. He will meet Tuesday with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat and Arab League Chief Nabil El Rabi in London. Turkey's government is facing growing international pressure following police raids on media establishments. But Turkey's president is dismissing criticism and says the country's national security is at stake. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says there'll be no let-up of police probes against followers of Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, who he accuses of seeking to overthrow the state. Mr. Erdogan strongly defended Sunday's police raids on the Zaman newspaper and Samanyolu TV station.
Kalkıp ulusal güvenliğimizi tehdit eden bu unsurlarla ilgili...
He said elements who threaten our national security will receive the necessary treatment, even if they are members of the press. Mr. Erdogan blames followers of Fethullah Gulen within the judiciary and police of being behind corruption probes launched last December, implicating Erdogan's family members and senior ministers. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Philippine prosecutors have charged a U.S. Marine with murder in the October killing of a Filipino transgender woman. The murder charge was filed Monday against Private First Class Joseph Scott Pemberton in a case that has fanned anti-American street protests. If convicted, Pemberton faces up to 40 years in prison. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.